The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Wonderful.
We have with us Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're calling in from...
This is the location's Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Is that what you were asking? I'm sorry.
Yes, Lancaster. Well, I say Lancaster. What do you say?
We say Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Roll it all together. Okay. You know, but Lancaster is just as acceptable.
Yes. You could tell I'm an outsider, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Usually when sometimes we hear people say Lancaster and they really draw it out, but you're not that far away.
No. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and get a look at Dunmore Corners from the roof of our building and see what's going on. Check on a construction.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, which is mobile friendly. And remember to check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Okay, Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. We're going to talk about solar power and solar systems, and you do the installation on those. Like you said at the beginning of the program, you're located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but you do serve the Northeast, correct?
Yep, that's correct. For residential, we serve all of Pennsylvania. With commercial, we're also licensed in New Jersey and Maryland.
Wonderful. So how long have you been doing what you do?
We started right around 2010. It was right after that federal tax credit came into play in 2009. And to be honest with you, there wasn't many people going solar prior to that because it was about three times as much as what expensive as what the same size system is today, but with no incentives. So
the price is going down.
Yep, it's going down now. It's kind of leveled off, I'd say, in the last year or so, but... It's about a third the price it was 5-6 years ago.
Wonderful. So, you know, I've been noticing as I drive around, and I do drive around quite a bit because I am a realtor and I go from property to property, and I notice that solar panels, I'm seeing more of them.
It's everywhere. I notice it everywhere. We drive around, I see it. We see a lot of metal roofs too. We notice roofs, but we also notice a lot of solar panels on roofs.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the great thing. It's finally becoming more acceptable to the mainstream. You know, 5 years ago, if you would have talked to me, I would talk to 20 people and one person would go solar. And I think part of that was there just wasn't enough information out there. People would see the price and they were hearing the installer say, well, this is going to save you this much and this, over a year and over the lifetime, and, you know, there's no maintenance, and they just last, and people, you know, I would see their eyes glaze or ever, and they just weren't sure. So now we have hundreds of customers that installed in 2010, 2011. Their systems are still doing great, and they're talking to their friends and relatives, and in other words, finally starting to get out to everyone, along with the internet, more information out there about the facts and what you can expect with solar.
So now the price has leveled off and it had come down considerably, you know, there are lots of benefits to consider solar as an option. And sometimes, you know, people like to supplement. Maybe they don't have to go totally supplement. I know a lot of people that have in-ground pools that use it as an option to heat their in-ground pools and maybe do something on their property as well. You know, the benefits, obviously, is you're not dependent on the fossil fuels. And there is an argument that...
Going green.
Yes, you're going to combat those greenhouse gas emissions and possibly...
Save the planet.
Save the planet. So for the environmentally conscious, it's a great option. So, you know, talk to me about on a residential home that's already in place, not a new construction, but somebody that has a home that wants to consider this to help them maybe, you know...
Save some money,
mm-hmm. but also use in addition to maybe, you know, a fossil fuel.
Yep, sure, absolutely. And that's a good point you made at the end. Solar panels do not replace fossil fuels, okay? They're an alternative energy to be added to. Same thing with wind turbines and other alternative forms of energy. So what usually happens is we'll get a call, and usually it's someone that sees solar panels out there, or they have a friend, and they call us up, and they say, hey, Jim, I love the idea of solar. I want to go 100% solar. Well, we love to hear that. That's a great idea. First thing we need to do, though, is look at the orientation of the roof, find out, hey, how old is the roof? If the roof only has 5 years left on it, it might be worth replacing before going solar. We also do a shading assessment to make sure there's no shading issues, and we have a tool that will let us know, okay, here's where the shading is this time of the day or this time of the year. Keep in mind over the winter and fall, the sun doesn't rise as high, so the shadows are a little bit longer. So it takes all that into account. But pretty much in a nutshell, what we end up coming up with then is we say, okay, we could fit this many solar panels on the roof. This is what it's going to produce. Now, one thing that installers are starting to do more now, and we do, is offer a production guarantee. That gives the person a little extra peace of mind knowing that their investment, and this is really what it comes down to. This is an investment. It's a long-term investment, and I could talk to you a little more about that. But they want to know that they're going to get this return on investment. So we do a production guarantee. Basically, we say, here's the system size. Here's the cost. Here's what we guarantee it's going to produce. We have the production guarantee in place for 5 years, and regardless of weather patterns, if it produces under that for any reason, we pay the difference. But so getting back to talking about the investment, all I want to add to that is to simplify it in a nutshell, it's a lot like renting versus owning a home. Okay. So if you're paying the utility company, you're going to be paying them for the rest of your life, and you're going to be subjected to rate hikes. So it's paying $200 a month for electric now. Might not seem like a big deal, but for that same amount of electric in 10 years with an average increase of about 3%, which seems to be the historical average rate of increase for electric companies in Pennsylvania, you know, $200 a month now could mean $300 a month in 10 years. So by going solar, you're kind of hedging against rising energy cost also. So, and you'll eventually get to the point of return. You're building equity into it. And when it's paid off, you're getting all that energy for free.
That's a great point. So there is a return on investment. And when you look at what you're going to be paying the utility companies, we've always done that. And it's just part of mm-hmm. life. So we've accepted that. But when you stop mm-hmm. and you think about it, and why do that if you don't have to?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, absolutely.
People like to replace windows for the same reason, you know, energy loss, save money. They like to go with mm-hmm. more efficient furnaces, boilers, or water heaters. The latest technology with the water heaters are those on-demand systems where you pay a little bit more for them, but you save money in the long run. So, and appliances, washing machines mm-hmm. and dishwashers and so on and so forth. So solar is a great option to save money in the long run.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing that's a little bit different is you're talking about appliances and being more efficient. That's a great idea. It's good if you can add insulation to your home, anything you can do to make it a little more efficient before adding solar. But I will say, unlike adding appliances, more efficient air conditioning units and things like that, solar, there's no moving parts. There's no mechanicals. So the solar panels are guaranteed for 25 years. There's no moving parts. There's no noise. And there's no maintenance. And that's what makes solar a great investment, because that's something you'll need to replace and before the 25-year mark.
Or pay a lot of attention to.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Yep, exactly.
So there's an argument that solar also increases the lifespan of the roof and mm-hmm. keeps it cooler during the warmer, hotter months, and it increases the value of a home.
Yep, and, yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it does. It's usually the southern side of a house that gets the roof, we're talking about the shingles, generally speaking, that degrade the quickest. And it's because of the UV, exposure to UV. So usually when a roof needs replaced, it's because that southern facing side has degraded from UV. When you're going solar, that's the side of the house that you want to put the solar panels on, the side that gets the most sun. And by putting solar panels over those shingles, you are increasing the lifespan of the shingles because the UV isn't hitting the shingles. And also, as you had said, the sun won't be beating down on the shingles. It'll be reflecting more off the glass, so it helps for a cooling cost in the during the summer months.
So when you're talking about no moving parts and there's really nothing to maintain other than keeping it clean, cleaning the glass, that's usually something that you promote, correct?
Actually, no. I'll be honest with you. Now, if you have a roof that has very little tilt, like maybe a 10-degree tilt, you know, there's more of a chance that some branches or leaves would sit on there a little bit longer, causing a diminished return or production from the solar panels. But overall, it's pretty much like having skylights on your house. A little bit of dust doesn't really change the production much. If you get, usually in the spring, I'll see a layer of pollen like on my solar panels. Uh-huh. And I've had solar panels on my house since 2009 when that first incentive came. I have done nothing. I haven't washed the solar panels. They clean themselves with rain. It's a slippery surface. Rain hits it, pretty much falls off. Snow will land on it, but because, again, it's the side of the house that gets the most sun exposure, it heats up just a little bit of bottom part of the snow where it's touching the glass, and it'll just slide off as a sheet of snow just slides off. Now, I will say we're starting to get, you know, this is still rather early. Even though solar's been around for a long time, we have the same type of solar panels that are being made today, maybe just a little less efficient, that were launched in outer space in the 60s that are still working. Most of the manufacturing is similar. What we're finding out, though, is on a mass scale, getting back to the snow thing, I will say in this area, if you decide to go solar, keep in mind that that's, if you have a large array on your house and you get 2 feet of snow, it can slide down all of it at once as one sheet. So one thing we're starting to promote a little more is having some kind of snow guards in place.
Uh-huh.
I remember just as a funny story, I not knowing much about that, I put it on the front of my house that we just sold it 2 months ago and built a new house. But my son was about 6 years old, and he's running in and out of the house, and he slammed the door. And luckily, I didn't have a big solar array, but the snow came down and buried him. And he looked like a snowman. he was fine. He didn't get hurt. But and then I started hearing other stories from customers. So just one thing to keep in mind.
Very good. We're headed towards a break. Today we have with us Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. May I have your contact information, please?
Sure. Yep. You can reach me by email at jim@brighteyesolar.com. And we have a website that has a good amount of information on there. If you have any questions about solar, it's just brighteyesolar.com.
And your phone number, please.
Sure. It's 717-207-8449.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 2 Rosewood Circle in Clark Summit for $269,000. This home is in a cul-de-sac with plenty of privacy. This is a ranch-style home with one-level living. It has a beautiful stone fireplace, hardwood floors, ductless air conditioning, an updated kitchen, vaulted ceilings. The master bedroom has a huge walk-in closet and an attached bath. It also has a large basement with high ceilings that could be a workshop or finished off. That's a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage and a fireplace at 2 Rosewood Circle in Clark Summit for $269,000. And that's listed by Megan Pazzamato of our office.
Thank you. And I have information from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. There is a difference in marital status between male and female millennial borrowers. For millennial homeowners, nearly one-third of women are listed as the primary borrower for closed loans. And the millennials are from the age of 18 to 34. Out of those women, 39% are married. 61% are single. Meanwhile, men make up 66% of overall primary borrowers for closed loans. 41% are single, while 58% are married. The average age for both genders is right around 29 years old. The average loan rate for these people, for the 18 to 24-year-old, also called millennials, is slightly under $180,000, but it's higher for millennial men, whose average loan came in at $191,000. Millennials generally prefer conventional loans, and that's 60% of those chose a conventional home, with 37% choosing FHA. I think probably the percentage is higher in our area. A lot more choose FHA. That's the Federal Housing Administration loan. 44 days is the average settlement date or closing time frame. The average FICO score for millennials with closed loans is 722. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back. We have a very interesting topic today.
We're talking solar today with Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. Hello.
Hello, hello.
You're on the phone, and you're calling in from Lancaster, PA, but you service all of Pennsylvania for solar for residential homes, but you also go to other states for commercial.
Yes, that is correct.
New Jersey and New York?
Yep. Well, New Jersey and Maryland were licensed in, not New York yet. However, New York has some really great incentives for solar right now, so that's something we're exploring.
All right, wonderful.
Let me ask you something. How much can somebody, how does it, the solar system work? How am I saving money?
Nope, that's a great question and probably the most important question with solar. So the great thing about Pennsylvania is we have a law, it's called net metering. Basically, the way it works is every kilowatt hour that's produced by the system. Now, I know I'm saying kilowatt hours, and some people are like, oh boy, I've seen that on my bill. I don't know what that is. Just all that is the production of the system. All the production of the system, you're going to get full retail credit for, whether your home is using it or not. So the way that works is, let's say, it's a typical Monday, you're going away for work, it's a beautiful April Monday morning, and the sun's coming out, and the solar panels are really generating a lot of electricity, but you're leaving and you're not home to use it. Well, that's okay, because what happens is your home's going to use whatever it needs first, okay? But there's going to be an excess amount over what your home needs. What's going to happen is that electricity is going to go backwards through the meter, through the same wires that bring electricity to your house, and your meter is going to spin backwards. Basically, what's going to be installed is a smart meter that can gauge how much electricity is coming in from the grid. When we talk about the grid, we're talking about the utility company and all the telephone cables and the wires that are there. That's part of the grid. So it's going to gauge how much you're pulling from the grid and how much you're pushing out. So in essence, what happens is you're pushing that electricity out onto the grid. The next home or business in line that needs electricity is going to get it from you first because you're closer than the generator, the big utility company.
So it's going to use your power. The house is going to use your power. Their meter is going to be spinning the regular way, and they're going to be paying the utility company for that usage. They're not even going to know they're using clean, renewable energy. But your meter is going to spin backwards. So the way it works is if we install a system and we say it's going to cover 100% of your electric based on our production guarantee, the way it works on a month-to-month basis, it's going to perform quite differently. The months of April, May, and June, it's going to be performing probably more than 100% of what your home uses. And what that's going to do is going to create a credit on your bill. You might, if your bill is usually $200 a month, you might get the $200 a month plus a $50 credit in the month of April and another $50 credit in the month of May and June. And then, so now you're up to $150 in credit, plus it covered your electric usage. Now comes July, and you turn on that air conditioning, and you're really using electricity. Now, maybe the solar electric system can't keep up with that usage. Your house is going to use everything that the solar electric system is producing, but your house still needs more. Well, you're going to use the credits that you produced in the previous months. So when we say it covers 100% of your electric, we get a lot of questions, and people start talking about monthly, how their usage is monthly on a year-to-year basis. And be honest with you, that doesn't really matter, because it really comes down to it in a year, because those credits carry forward. Now, if we install a system for you in December, and we say, here's a system size that covers 100% of your electric, what's going to happen in December, January, February, it's going to produce less than 100% because there's less sun hours, right? So you're going to have a little bit of a bill in those months because you installed at that time of the year. But then again, in April, May, and June, you'll start building credits. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. So You're talking 100% of my electric. I understand that completely. But there's no batteries involved in this?
Yep. Yes, and that is the second part of it. And to get first, real quick, I just want to mention the 100% thing. That's the calls we get all the time. Everybody wants to cover 100% of their electric. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I will say we're only going to be able to cover 100% of all your electric if, one, your budget allows for it, and, two, if you have the roof space available to put enough solar panels on to cover that. And that's not always the case. So sometimes we put in a system that covers 25, 50%, 75%, but that's locked in for the rest of your life. Like I said, solar panels are guaranteed to last for 25 years and will last longer than that. But I just wanted to make that note. Now, to answer your second question, this is a very common question also, is we get this question all the time. They'll say, okay, I want to go solar with you guys, and this is great because I'm going to have backup if I lose power. And I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. That's not generally the case. You can add battery backup to a solar electric system, but keep in mind, as I explained earlier, every kilowatt hour that's produced by that system, you're going to get full credit for whether your house uses or not. So you don't really need to store it in a battery. And that really what's happening is the utility company is your battery. It's being stored. So when you bring batteries in, you're adding a bigger expense with batteries and charge controllers. And then you got to transition the DC to AC to, the DC to AC and then back to, the batteries are DC and then back to AC for your house. And there's losses involved with that. So this is basically how it works. The typical grid-tied system, and the grid is, like I said, the utility company, that's probably 99% of what installers are installing for customers, just grid-tied with no battery backup. Now, if you lose power, the solar electric system will shut down. And the reason for that is they don't want you back-feeding the grid. In the case the electric workers, the line workers are coming out to work on your transformer lines, you're going to get electrocuted if you're backfeeding it with electricity. So it will automatically shut down, but once power is regained in a blackout, it'll start back up and continue on. Now, we can add batteries, but I will say, in general, if you're looking to power your whole home, and you're saying like a refrigerator, you want to power heat, water, range, all that stuff, that's a very large battery bank, and you can end up doubling the size of your system. Now, keep in mind, with the batteries, you're not getting really a return on your investment. It's just peace of mind to have comforts, to have some power when you lose power. So when you're looking for that much battery backup, basically to cover your whole house, I will say this, it's generally costs a little less to install a whole house gas or propane generator, and we also do that. Now, if you say, Jim, I want to go solar, and the only thing I need to power is for water and my refrigerator and maybe a receptacle or two. Now that's doable. And of course that would be an extra cost, but we can add a small battery bank and that can make financial sense.
All right. So we're not going off the grid when we get a solar panel on the roof. We're still attached to the grid. Because I think that's a common misconception, that people think that I have a solar panel. When the electricity goes off, I will continue to have electricity. I'm glad you explained that. So we're staying on the grid.
Yep, that's right. And I know the idea of going off the grid sounds so great. You see it on TV, but if you look at where you see it, this is usually small houses where they already have their electric use down so low. It's also more common in other countries. First of all, the cost of electric is so much higher, which is one reason why they're doing solar more. And their electric need is like an eighth. Their house, for each house, is about an eighth of what we use in the United States. I mean, we use a lot of electricity in this country. And so battery backup for a whole house generally doesn't make financial sense.
Okay. What about the cost?
Oh, then that's question usually comes right after. That's a good question. So the cost really can vary depending on what size system you need. So the cost and the size system needed to cover a bill that averages $100 a month is going to be a lot smaller and cost a lot less than one that would need to cover $500 or $600 a month. But in a nutshell, the way I like to explain to people, and also it does matter how much you're paying per kilowatt hour, basically which electric company you're with, PPL or MedEd or PICA or whatever. But the way I like to explain it in a nutshell is the cost of a solar electric system, a complete turnkey system, the cost is similar to paying about 8 years to 10 years of that electric up front. So if you're looking to save $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year, times 10 years, that's $24,000. Now, it might be $30,000, but you do get a tax credit of 30% of the entire cost of the system. So that would be the cost $30,000. You're going to get $9,000 back from the government when you file your taxes at the end of the year. Okay.
Who doesn't like that?
I like that.
Yes. All right, Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar. We had a great discussion with you. Will you come back next week to talk more about solar power?
Sure, absolutely. I love talking about solar. So
okay.
Absolutely.
Now, before we close, would you give me your website and your phone number contact information, please?
Sure, yep. You can reach me directly at jim@brighteyesolar.com. That's my email address. Our website is just brighteyesolar.com. And our phone number is 717-207-8449.
And you provide residential services for the whole entire state of Pennsylvania. And you also provide commercial services for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland, correct?
Yep, that's correct. And a lot of what we do is help educate the customer. So if you have any questions or you're interested in a preliminary quote, what we do, it's really easy. We look at some satellite imagery of your home. Since satellite imagery is the scale, we can measure your roof, send you a preliminary quote showing how many solar panels will fit, what it should produce based on the orientation. And then you could decide if it's worth taking the next step, and we can come out and meet with you.
Thanks so much, Jim. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, we have a 10-year-old, 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 8138 Mayfair Road in Tobyhanna for $169,000. This great home has a garage, a beautiful stone fireplace, central air conditioning, all in a modern bi-level home on a level lot with woods behind the home and a deck to sit out there and enjoy your morning coffee in this almost new home. That's a 10-year-old, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, bi-level home with a garage at 8138 Mayfair Road in Tobyhanna for only $169,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Always check us out on jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And listen next weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.